what's left of you and me. Paying your sale prices for each golden memory. Oh, I never thought I'd ever live to see the wages sorting through what's left of you and me.
Bringing it home with Sarah and Tenille. Sarah, I'm not sure what's going on.
That's a really sad song.
Who was that?
That was Sammy Kershaw. I think this is your first time to ever hear that song.
It is, because he's talking about a yard sale. And I mean, if you've never seen the video, it's an actual yard sale.
How much more country music can you get singing about a yard sale?
I don't know, but there's a yard sale. So it's the time of year when people start putting their yard sales together.
This is true. So on our Bringing It Home episode today, we're going to talk about maybe making a little extra money.
So why do people have yard sales?
To get rid of stuff.
Well, I mean, I got stuff I need to get rid of, but I guess you're also hoping to make a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
Now, are y'all yard sale people? Do you go to yard sales?
I mean, I have. I'm not one of those, like, regular.
Every morning, let's go. No. Saturday mornings, let's go.
No. I haven't been to a yard sale in a long time, okay. But I have had a couple in my adult life.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I've only been to a couple, and we've had a couple when I was growing up, so.
It's a lot of work, but, you know, if you're smart about it, you can make some money.
Well, I think you need to have a goal.
You definitely need to have a goal. Like, why am I doing this? What's my purpose?
Cleaning out this stuff that needs to go to the dump, but there are people that want it, so.
Right, and a lot of our things often still have a lot of life in it.
They do.
You know.
They do, yeah.
So, that may be a way for you to kind of, do some spring cleaning out. We talked about that a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, making a little bit of your money back on.
Okay, so it's a win-win.
Yes.
You know, it's recommended that you get out and check out the competition. Uh-huh. Now, this sounds kind of shady. You know, I'm planning a yard sale, so I'm going to put on my shades and hoodie and kind of go out and see.
That does sound shady.
It does. But go out and kind of see what other people are selling,
yeah.
What their prices look like, and, you know, just kind of get a vibe. Especially since you say you haven't had one in a long time or been to one in a long time. I haven't either. We're out of the loop.
Right.
So we need to get out there and see what's happening.
No, that kind of makes sense. And then you can also get a feel for, like, how many people are actually coming to these. Is it worth the time investment?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that's a good idea. But don't go out looking like you just described yourself.
Well, I mean, it's not like I don't want to be recognized or something.
I'm just playing
with you. It looks like you're, you know, just casing out other people's,
just be a casual shopper.
Yard sales, yes, definitely.
I will say the thing, one of the biggest things that I learned in doing a yard sale is the date that you do it.
What do you mean, like the 15th or?
Not the 15th.
Okay.
You want to do it at the beginning of the month.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people get paid at the end of the month, like us.
Like us. We get paid once a month, at the end of the month.
Or, some people get payments on the first of the month.
Right.
So I can see that picking your date is important.
People may have a little bit more discretionary money at that point in time. And most of the time, I have seen people do them on like Friday and Saturday.
So if you do it on Friday and Saturday, does most of the good stuff get gone on Friday?
Not
always. Or do you hold some stuff back and put it out Saturday?
I'm putting it all out.
You're putting
whoever
it all out.
Whoever wants to buy it on whatever day, I don't care.
I got it.
No, but a lot of people do the two-day, sale. I mean, you don't have to.
I can't handle 2 days. I might do
Saturday.
One.
Yeah, just get up early because the people that like to garage sale, they're going to get up and early and get going.
Now, what about the location? Because I think it's interesting that some families come together and do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you said you and your parents have done it. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be three families.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen advertisements for three family sale or something.
I think that brings people because it's going to be more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people, too, you kind of promote what you're selling, you know, because people look for toys. They look for children's clothes that are, appliances, things like that. You don't have to give the complete rundown of what it is. But
they need an idea of what to expect. And when you say multiple families, so I guess you'd want to pick the location that's in a high traffic area.
Yeah, and there's plenty of parking, easy to get in and out.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's why I don't do them at my house, because I live in the country. But, you know, if I do them with my mother or my aunt, they live in easy to access areas. I also know of the county that I work in. They pick one weekend in October and have like a countywide. They call it the Harvest Highway yard sale. So
can you not do it until then?
No, you can.
You can still do your own.
But a lot of people do it, and a lot of people come.
Oh, yeah. You'll have lots of eyes on your things.
And they come from out of county, because, like, a lot of people are, are doing it. So maybe keep an eye or ear out for those types of things, too.
Gotcha. So when you get your items together and start pricing them, I was looking at some recommendations for how much to charge for things. And, you know, the price range on clothes typically goes anywhere from 25 cents for socks to $7 for coats. That's kind of like a wide range.
It's very wide. And remember, it may be, I may put more value on it than someone who's buying it for, you know, secondhand wearing. You know, I don't care. My kid looked the cutest he's ever looked in this outfit, and I love it, but they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They want it cheap.
Right. And if you care about it that much, then keep it, you know. That's just where I am, you know. But I would often do, like, bins. Like, everything in here is 25 cents, or everything in here.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Because then you don't have to price every single item.
But it's find people that are, like, sneaking stuff out of the $2 bin, putting in the 50-cent bin, and then try to convince you it came from there?
I've never had that issue, but let me say this. We put stuff like that out in the open, and we're out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not stalking people, but, you know, I mean.
So more than one person should work, well, for safety. More than one person needs to be working the garage sale.
A lot of cash, because you're going to have to make change. I mean, I've never been at a yard sale where I felt threatened, but, And, you know, you need people to help set up and take down, and for people to, if you're selling some large items, you may need loading.
Yeah.
That kind of
thing. So people, you need people.
Yeah. Like when I've done it with my mom and my aunt, and I did it all together, I was there, and my mom and dad were both there, and my aunt and uncle were all there. Like we had.
Okay. You had a crew.
Right.
You had a crew. Now, this $7 for this coat, this could be a very nice coat.
Yeah.
This could be a coat that I would have to pay $60, $70 for, and here it is hanging here for $7, and it fits you perfectly.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Okay.
But I also think people are going to haggle, so price it, if give you some wiggle room. You know, I remember selling at the last one I had, like a punch drink, like a punch and bowl and cups.
Yeah.
And I had a price on it. Yeah. And I remember the guy really wanted it. And he was like, I'll give you this. So be ready to.
So did you come
I
down on
down,
it?
I came down, but I didn't mind coming down.
Okay, because you wanted the punch bowl to go.
And I've also learned that if you come towards the end, people just are ready to get rid of it. They will probably make a deal.
Oh.
Yeah. So you may miss out on, like, you know, the toy that's barely been used, but you may find out, hey, I can get a bunch of clothes for half price because they're ready for it to go.
Sarah, you realize we're giving tips for selling and also for shopping at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure you realize that. So advertising. Now, that's changed a lot over the course of our lives. But I'll tell you one thing that did not change, and that's those garage sale signs.
No,
because when I go out on Saturday mornings to run errands, I see those signs. Well, the signs come up days before the yard sale.
Right. And I would just from my experience, just put this word of caution out. Some communities and or towns do not allow you to post them on poles or in specific areas. So just know that ordinance before you go out.
Forget that I said that.
No.
I didn't see any signs.
No. I'm not against the signs because I know exactly. We put them up.
Mm-hmm.
But just know, like, If it's in a neighborhood that has an HOA, they might not allow you to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so just be aware of that.
Yeah.
I know back a long time ago when I was a kid, people would put it in the paper, and you just don't see that much anymore.
Right,
but I think social media and the signs
Social media is huge. They probably even have pages for garage sales. I'm not on any of them, but I'm sure they have them. And then those signs, like I said, and they don't even tell you the address. Sometimes they just have an arrow that says garage sale this way.
Absolutely.
And you see this line of people turning and going that way, and you know, and your
and you
neighbors
finding one at your location, like this is here.
Yeah, And I mean, sometimes on Saturday morning, trying to get a couple of extra minutes of sleep, and you start hearing all these doors slamming, and you're thinking, what's going on? And your neighbors are having a yard sale.
Right.
So, I mean, there is some excitement. Yeah. But don't skip out on those signs. If you're able to put them somewhere.
In most places you can. Yeah. I just ran into that one time.
Because people go out driving. I mean, you leave one yard sale and you're talking to people there and it's like, where's another one? Where's the next closest one? You know, you don't just get up and go hit one yard sale and go home.
I also think that's why it's good to know, like, if your neighborhood does one, because that's going to generate a lot more traffic to your area.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be done and done well and done easy. But yeah, you got to get the word out for sure.
So what's like one of the main things you need to make sure you have available?
You need plenty of change, like in small bills.
Okay.
And we have a box that we would put it in that locked. And we would, like, somebody had the money.
Oh, y'all were serious. You had your money was locked up.
Yes. But, or my aunt, she does like a bank bag and it zips, and but she just keeps it on her.
You know? Go,
auntie. Yeah. I mean, but you just never, I don't want to not trust people, but you've got to be safe. But yeah, you want to keep plenty of small bill change.
Because
think about what you're selling. You know, it's not going to be typically priced just a whole lot. I've also thought about, I'll get like some plastic sacks. In case people buy, like if somebody came and buy 20 items of clothes, it just makes it easier. Or if I'm selling books and they buy a bunch of books.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Not required, but that's a very nice thing to do.
Keep batteries, so if somebody wants to see if something works. Does this work? I don't know.
Okay.
A light bulb if you're selling a lamp so they can see that it works.
So where do you get all the tables from? How do you display all this stuff?
Tables are a biggie. You know, if you own some or have friends that do, or maybe if you have your work has some you can borrow, church has things you can borrow possibly.
But you are going to need some tables.
Because people, you want to put it out where they're going to see it. If they don't see it, they're not going to buy it. And most people are not going to go digging at a yard sale.
Yeah.
So I would put it out. I also, if I have like shoes and stuff, I would put them in a plastic bag, like a Ziploc bag. To keep things out and visible, but they can just pick it up and go.
This sounds like you're going to have to start planning. You can't just get up the day before the yard sale. You're going to have to think about this for a few days.
You are, and I say if you're dedicated to having one, go ahead and find a spot where you can start putting things and price it as you find it. Don't wait till the night before you're lined up on Amazon. Or do like a color code. You know, everything with a blue sticker is 50 cents. That kind of thing.
That makes it easy. So. Now, yard sales are getting a little more digital because, you know, you talked about the bag of cash and that type of thing. Well, now we've got people that have Square readers. People are using the cash apps and, you know, the Venmos and all these things in order to accept payments. Is that something we can do at yard sales?
I guess. I mean, I have never, but you're right. You know, but honestly, if you're buying something for me and it's $2, just have some money. You know, I don't really want to go to the trouble because if I'm using the Square or whatever, I'm going to be assessed a fee. So it's not necessarily worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say there's probably people out there that are using the digital tools. So I would tell you too, you need a couple days to set up.
Okay.
It's just a lot.
Okay. Yeah. We don't need to do this last minute. So we need to plan for this.
Yeah. And look, watch the weather.
We
can't control that. So you may have promoted all week that you're having a yard sale and you wake up Saturday morning and it's raining.
Well, if there's a tornado warning and everything, I'm pretty sure people aren't going to show up thinking you're still having it, right?
And you may have to set up the night before things outside, so just be aware of that too.
And so then if it rains out, then you'll just have to start promoting a new date and kind of push the plan back.
Right. And I'll say too, when I've had it before, I don't set up anything inside like a garage or carport because I don't want people to think things are for sale that are not.
Ooh.
So I would kind of set up like a barrier of tools. Like, you know, nothing.
Do not cross this line. Yeah.
You know, hey, that's, you know, that set of tools over there. Well, that's not for sale. Well, why do you have it out? You know, you just avoid that by kind of setting up the barrier.
That makes sense. So, after we've had the garage sale, we're done and we've still got some stuff left.
Yeah.
So what is usually the plan for that stuff?
Honestly, what we've done is we will pack it up and we'll take it to a donation site.
Okay.
Or like our community has a resale site, you know, and the money from that benefits, you know, an organization that does food pantry work and things like that. So we will do it that day.
So we are not going to reintegrate these items into
some people do
our home.
Yeah.
But if you did it for the reason of clearing out some things, we don't want to bring it back in and reintroduce it.
Because I've made a decision about this item. I don't need to bring it back in. But some people do. They will box it back up, put it in the attic, and bring it out for their next one. But just my philosophy, if I'm not going to use this and I'm ready to sell it, then I'm going to... There's somebody out there that could still benefit from that.
And I've actually seen social media posts with people saying, we're done with the yard sale. This is the address. There are boxes at the end of the driveway.
Like, come get
first
it.
Person to get here, get the box.
Right, right.
And so they're done with it. So
yes.
So
yeah, you can do what you want to do, but have a plan before you are just standing there. Well, this is over. What are we doing with all this, you know?
Yes. So. Well, I think we have the information that we need to get going on a yard sale this spring.
And I didn't even think about it, but you're right. We gave tips for not just setting up a successful yard sale, but how to be successful when shopping.
Yes, exactly. So looking at it from both angles.
Yes.
So now I'm going to go out and get my designer sunglasses and put on my hood and go scope out some yard sales.
I was going to say, maybe we should go hit some yard sales next weekend.
Well, I mean, it's not out of the question. But I don't know that I'll be having one anytime
soon.
Especially
in this age of DIY, you can find some stuff and give it new life.
Well, I might find some deals. So
yes.
We'll check it out. Thank you all for tuning in. In the words of Bob Marley, wonder if he ever went to yard sales.
I don't know if that's a thing. And
I don't know if they did yard sales back then or not. But anyway, he'd still want you to love the life you live.
And live the life you love.
Happy yard sailing.